Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more backward thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There is so much hatred, war and poverty. Make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the tail.
Just for the breath of life, I thank my maker. My mind say I come from hustlers and shakers. My mind building on skyscrapers and acres. He said, take us back to where we belong. I try to write a song as sweet as the Psalms. Though I'm the type to bear arms and wear my heart on my sleeve. Even when I fail in God, I believe. Read the days and weave through the maze. And the seas are so amazing. Feed them and raise them. Seasons are aging. Earthquakes, wars, and rumors. I want us to divide, but we more than consumers. We more than shooters, more than looters. Created in His image, so God lives through us. And even in this generation, living through computers, only love, love, love can reboot us.
Come on, wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed.
Everybody, Alafia, Jim Hotep, how's the family doing this evening? We want to wake you up out of that dead state. Get up out of that bed. I see you over there tucked under those covers. Yes, it's 10 o'clock, but it's time to wake up. I am your natural bone caller for today, calling you to get up out of bed. If you haven't already gotten up, you need to get up and listen to the tune and the scene that's on the scene today, and that is the Care to Read Room, reminding you of literacy and how important it is to not only read literature, but listen to lyrics of music and try to listen very well and learn your lesson for today. He's telling you, John Lennon is telling us that we ought to wake up out of this dead slumber. We got to come into consciousness. It's time out for us to be asleep because the world is moving on and it's changing every day. And if you are not changing, then you're not human. Any and everything that is alive will be changing today. So why don't you be a part of life today and choose life today and live? Welcome, everyone. I'd like to welcome you to another segment on the featured musicians, poets, spoken word artists, and families. I've been out there beating down the pavement once again, inviting you so-called poets and spoken words to the platform. Why don't you go ahead and possess your microphone and come on in this house and do what you know you can do best? Recite your poetry. And even if it's not yours, you can cite some of Maya Angelou's work, or Nikki Giovanni, or even some of my work, if you want to be proper about it. It's time to come on in here and talk about your craft, your gift. And this evening's segment has been dedicated to the families once again. We're going to focus on the little lady of the house today and on what makes her move and what gives her good emotions, and how does she transfer those good emotions to her whole household, making for a better family. Now, if we make sure that the little woman is happy in the family, then we don't have to worry about the rest because we're sure to do the best that we can in permeating good auras in the household. How about you? Are you women suffering from premenstrual periods? Are you having premenopause? And is this thing causing you to be emotional all the time so you don't want to hear no racket? Turn that music off. I don't want to hear no racket. Maybe if you heard some music, it would change your mood. Maybe it would put you in a better mood and a better frame. Whenever I find that I'm feeling low, when I put a little music on in the background, it soothes everything, even from my neurological stem all the way to my vertebrae, and relaxes me. Now, I'm not talking about putting you to sleep with some mood music where you're just out of it all day long, sleeping on the couch, eating bonbons and candy bars, and watching your favorite soap opera. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about being multitasking and still getting things done and still directing the household and managing like we know the women can do. So I'm not talking about getting into a frame of laziness because I'm definitely not going to do lazy with you. I can't go there with you. But what I will do is read you a page from my new and latest book entitled License to Preach. Now, you'll find this also out on thekeen.com. Just a little segment here to give you some information what Queen of Fools referenced to. And I quote her very heavily in my book. Today's contemporary seekers of various traditions are invoking the spiritual wisdom of their ancient order in order to reveal such tradition in modern life. As Queen of Fools further indicates, whether it's the Native American reconnecting with the Great Spirit, or the Chinese drinking from the well of the Taurus tradition, or the Jewish debating their Talmudic roots, we have discovered that we cannot become whole unless we understand the wisdom of those whose upon shoulders we stand. Come, let us explore the wisdom together. We have now found that some of the documents of our ancient secrets have been retained through our legacy of rich oral tradition, which has been passed on by few of our great historians and scholars. Once again, let us explore our alternative options together through the secret womb, the circle seminar greetings. Now, for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, go to lulu.com or king.com and you can tap into the Sacred Woman Circle, and that's the Sacred Womb Circle. Greetings, Divine Sacred Ones. My name is Omienka, Seven Lady Jaguar Throne. A bit about my name before we go on. Now, I'm not going to get into my name, but I thought I'd just read you a few chapters from my book today and helping you to understand that we're all lyricists. We're all poets and spoken word artists. We just have to put our mind to it and write every chance we get. Even in our sleeps, wake up out of your sleep. Wake up and write down your thoughts because, see, your thoughts will help permeate what it is that's in your soul. And writing has been put on the wall by ancient Egyptians for the longest. And we've written on everything that we can. And we're still writing. Let's publish together. Let's produce together. Let's put our work out there and let our words permeate and leave a legacy behind. So we're going to go to station identification so I can get some house cleaning done. And we'll get right back at you in the air. So why don't you stay tuned? Lock that dial in, Lil G. Keep it right there. 646-478-0270. Keep it right there. Don't move it. Don't move it. Keep it right there. Let's talk a little bit about hard times.
So many hard times. Love. yeah, yeah. Even on motel floors, yeah, yeah. Knocking on my brother's door, he is spelling over yours, and thinking son of a baby. Yeah, I don't wanna do it no more. No, 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 no. I don't wanna go back there no more.
Yes, yes, ladies and gentlemen. The brother said that we're on hard times, that he don't want it no more, eating Spam, eating Oreos, and drinking Thunderbird. Now, let's break that down for a minute. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to offer a disclaimer. I don't claim what that brother's saying because we have always been living in a depression mode, but we've always prevailed and came out on top. We've never had to eat Spam and Oreo and drinking lightning fire. We choose to drink that because of ignorance. Now, you can be rich in your spirit without having money and know what to eat. Or you can be poor in your pocketbook the rest of your life, even though you may be rich. Let me give you my case in point. There have been many brothers who walked around with lots of money in their pocket and refused to spend it on getting them a decent meal, and will go in the store and purchase one rib instead of a slab of rib. If you know the story that I'm talking about where the brother said, give me one rib. He said, I do mean one rib because I'm very hungry, indicating that this brother didn't even know what was good for him and how he could use the money to make good on his supper. We've got to understand that poor is a frame of mind. And if your mind is warped, no matter how much money you get in your pocket, you'll always be poor. But let me tell you how to get rich and stay rich. Stay rich in your spirit, and there's nothing no man can take from you, because you can reproduce out of your substance, out of your consciousness, whatever it is that you need. And as far as having a poor state of mind and going around telling people you're going to break your body down and eat inferior food because we're on hard times, the world says we're on hard times, but we got to make it up in our mind that we could turn that hard time situation around to make it work for us in our worst this time. Now, I want to make it plain to you today that you don't have to be on hard times, because if your neighbor is truly your neighbor, and if you bear your brother's and your neighbor's problems, then when you get short on something, your neighbor is your keeper. What did I just say? Your neighbor is your keeper. You say, oh, me. But, oh, me, who is my neighbor? Those that do the will of your Father is your neighbor. You will know your neighbor, brothers and sisters, when you see the way that they love you when you're with them. Now, stop talking about hard times and talk about getting over the greenhouse. We're going to take a moment to go over to the throne of grace, so we can take our proper positions and we can call on the rest of the family members to reconnect them back so we can properly give death and hard times a proper burial and bury it 6 feet under so we don't have to pull it up no more. Now step over to the throne of grace with me, over to the talking cure, positioning your hands in a position to receive as well as to give. Ladies and gentlemen, the reason why most of us can't get anything in our hand, because we can't get anything out of it. Having a poor spirit and a spirit of inability to give will make you poor. There are many ways that you can make yourself poor, and it has nothing to do with material things. If you know anything about alchemy, and if you have any gifts or any metaphysic skills that you have, you can call whatever you need to you. You can be like a magnetism and draw it to you. Now step over to the throne of grace and let us draw that to us which we need and have need of. If you need a donkey, go and tell your next door neighbor, I need that donkey, that I have need of that donkey. Don't go and steal nothing from nobody. Whatever it is you need, and if you made your petition known, God will see fit and your higher self, your Ori as well, will see fit to get that in your hand. We get so spooked out on not having stuff that we go hold up a person. We go cut a person down stab a person, shoot a person, to get those things that we become sporadic about that we need in our life. If you live your life right, everything you need will come up on you, not by hook or crook, but it will come up on you in the form of someone delivering it to your hands. Because you are working for the master, and the master has need of anything that you need to get your work done. All you need to do is speak it in existence, and it's there. I know what I'm talking about, folks. I'm living off a fraction of a salary where I was used to be a wealthy woman. And I know how to live off a small amount and base and abide. And when you're rich in your spirit, can't nobody ever make you poor unless you give that right up. And right now you need to hold on to the concept that you're rich in your spirit. You need to hold on to the concept that your ancestors will open every door and every window for you so that all your needs are met. Because they have the vested interest in you. Let us petition them for them assisting us. O ancestors, O Eli, we call on you today. Marcus Garvey, step forward with your plan. Dr. Carruthers, open up your Comedic Institute. Martin Luther King, bring the vision and keep the vision alive. Harriet Tubman, we need an underground railroad right in the midst of this confusion. Lead us out, Harriet. We call forth you, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Your people are scattered. The religion has scattered them. Bring them back together and make us one again. We call on Rosa Parks as you sat down for the last time and didn't get up. Show us how to get up in that great getting up morning so we can march again for the right things that we need. Don't take on a poor spirit. Don't take on a poor spirit. Don't let anyone make you poor and let you sub and get beneath anything. It is our time now. We are scheduled to get over the grain house, and it appears that everything is in a timely manner. God always shows up in a timely manner. You're ready and fixing to get over the grain house. How is it that you can call yourself poor and lacking anything? The only thing is lacking is in your spirit. Now let us petition our ancestors as we pour these libations to the east and the west. I pour libations first for my father, and I call forth Oladula Murray that he will be present here as a witness today. I pour libations to my father's spirit, and I say Ashe. I pour libations to my mother's spirit, and I say Ashe. I light a candle for my mother so that she will find her way back to this place. I light a candle for my father that he will come out of that tunnel and come through the middle passage to recoup his family. I pour libations to the east, and I say Ashe. I pour libations to the west, and I say Ashe. I pour libations to the north, and I say Ashe. And finally, I pour libations to the south, and I say Ashe. May Father, may you permeate the minds of the people who have begun to accept the fact that they're going under and that they're going down with the ship and that they are going to perish. May you begin to touch those family members who have lost hope and give them a sense of hope today, knowing that in the end it says we win. How is it that we can be perishing when we're getting ready to get over the grain house? How is it that we can be lacking anything when you own everything, Father? Father, create the minds of the people who have been lost. Bring them out of this darkness into light. It is my prayer that every family will be brought out of darkness into light and that their lights will be lit and shined all over the world and that they will be the salt that will savor the people and give hope again. Keep hope alive. Keep hope alive. Keep hope alive is what I say. John Lennon, if you give us the direction for our African family, the direction is to keep hope alive. No man should have to eat Spam and Oreos and drink thunder lightning to further corrupt his mind and brain. No man should have to do that. So when we take these lyrics, we break them down and we talk to our family and we explain, Mother, that we are the ones, the women in the family, that will permeate the households and bring forth a consciousness that will be prevailing throughout our homes. Mother, bring forth a mood that is loving and kind. Put your music on. Play your music. Dance to a beat and bring a tune in the house where everyone can participate in the dance, Mother. Keep music available for all occasions. And understand one thing, that no amount of discouragement can break your elements down. You've been built with a mighty caustic piece of material. And you weren't just made of atoms. You're man and spirit. Go into the spirit realm and ask the universe for what you want. Tell the universe what you need. And the universe will help you. The trees will even cry out. But ain't no rock going to cry in my place. Long as I'm alive to glorify God's holy name. Ain't no tree going to bend his branches. Long as I'm alive to raise my hand to lift him high. You got to make it up in your mind that the elements and Mother Nature and the earth wants to assist you. You're a part of them. Just like you're part of the coyote and you're part of the owl and the fish and the eagle, we are one. Salubrious diversity becomes one with the universe. And when the universe knows you're crying out and what you need, it will make prevalence to get you what you need. Now walk in a store and look for something that you've been trying to find for a while and see the Mother Nature open up the gates of the storehouse and pour out a blessing on you bigger than what you can receive. People, you are a people of consciousness. Your mind consciousness built the pyramid. Your telepathic ways open up the underground to build cities. You come from a mighty, mighty powerful descendant of kings and queens. They've left their legacies for you to see on their downslides what they were capable of doing. And mothers carried a very high position in the household. They were equal to the male gender. There was no separation of the woman walking behind. They were in duality. So the woman had the capability of being a king or a queen at any given time, and so did the male. There was duality. And they were perfecting together. Say it with me. Perfecting, perfecting, perfecting. More better, as Spike Lee would say. More better, as Spike Lee would say. And any time you find an African king and queen together, they are perfecting. Now, women, don't settle for the okey-doke. Go out and find the opportunity to be available to that king so you can match your wits with the king. A lot of us think we have to settle. We have to only ask God to reveal that significant other to us. There's a lot of women struggling today, calling themselves poor, a permanent underclass. You're not poor. It's only your spirit. Some folks say you can be rich in the things you think about or manifest. Out of your faculties, you can manifest richness. You have to be taught. You have to be conditioned. So therefore, you're going to have to spend some time with the Creator women. You're going to have to get your music out and meditate on what it is you want to come in your life. If you're looking for a priest or a princess, meditate on it. God will send him or more than one or two to you. You don't have to be looking for it. Let it come to you. But most of all, know that in your household, the man allows you to rule and set the precedent of how the children are going to be raised and what will come in and out of the house. As for me and my house, we are going to serve the Lord. And as for me and my house, we are going to keep our status high when it comes to what God can do. Man plans, but God is the best of planners. So when you find a household that is governed by everything that's going on in the exterior and that are moved by every whip that happens in the industry, they are lost people. But when you begin to realize Because the earth is changing and making manifestation, it doesn't mean that you have to give up. Hold on to what little peace of mind you got, and don't let anyone take it from you. And don't go down in the cellar part of the basement and live. You are to reign and live in the upper part of your establishment, your crown head, where your chakras are, where your holiness and your spirit is. Stop living in the lower exterior of your reptilian stage and start living in the stage of the spirituality, and you'll have what you say. And no one can make you poor. No one can make you poor, and hard times can't come upon you. You know why? Because the younger generation is getting what they need. They're speaking it into existence. Listen to what John Lennon has to say about what our young people are doing to create a new world.
Situation. Take a lesson from our elders. Don't make the same mistake. Let's do the world with love and get rid of all the hate. Our elders taught us one thing. Our leaders make us fight. We don't know what for. If they want people killed, let them fight the war. It's gotta end somewhere. It's killers got to see. If no one went to fight, we'd all live in peace. Our generation, it's all left up to us. Our generation, let's do just what we must.
We're together and stronger than they ever thought it could be. A world motherless can help care, cover this, a love for all people, no matter what the culture is. Our generation is making huge strides, a self-empowering movement that's on the rise. The more the doors open, the more the youth can see. A fair chance means a greater opportunity to have a brighter future, deeper insight. Work hard to be anything you want in life. It's what it's all about, the longevity. Educated enough to know what's ahead of me. Here to straighten it out, seeking your find. They can cage your body, but not your mind. We lay it all on the line in the struggle we grew. But together, here's what we gotta do.
Our generation, it's all left up to us. Our generation, let's do just what we must. Straighten it out.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's up to us. Gary, Indiana, you got to straighten it out. Come on, Chicago, you got to straighten it out. And Atlanta, GA, you should alone straighten it out. Get that water situation together. People, we're going to have to get behind our mayors, our president-elect, and we're going to have to help them straighten it out. They can't do it without us. How many of you are registered to vote? How many of you have gotten behind your mayor in your city and supported him and brought programs to the community for young people? You got to straighten it out, GA Atlanta. You got to straighten it out, Jersey. You got to straighten it out, Cincinnati. You got to straighten it out, Texas, Garland, Dallas. You got to straighten it out, because if we don't step up to make a change, there won't be a change. And the change has got to come. A change has got to come. We've got to make a change this time around for the betterment of the children. They're crying out to you, and they're asking you to wake up and support them. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been a great audience to listen to and talking to. I'd like you to get on those phones more often and call in with your opinion and support what it is we're doing here in this room. Get behind us. We're part of your advocacy. You need us like we need you. I am your advocate, but you are also my brother's keeper. So keep what is significantly important to you. Get out there and register to vote. November is rolling up on us right away, and we need to know where our votes are going. People died for the right to have this opportunity to vote. Why don't you wake up all the children and especially wake up the household? I'm out of here, people. I'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place. Wake up, though.
Everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more backward thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There is so much hatred, war and poverty.
wake up everybody.
You heard what the man said. We need a little help. Raise them high. Raise them high. Raise your voices high and let your voices be heard. But let us speak with one voice. I'll see you tomorrow. And on that note, double and baba booey to you, y'all. Stay tuned for another segment tomorrow at 10 o'clock. We'll see you there.